This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thanks for holding. Appreciate you all calling in. I'm going to now go to every caller in the 2 seconds we have left. Let's talk to Greg and then Aaron. Greg in Iowa, thanks for holding. So your former law enforcement and vet, you're on the air. Go ahead. What's your view?
This is Trump's got to drop the hammer. He's got to stop talking. Barr's got to stop talking. DOJ's got to stop talking. They have to drop the hammer. Those commanders of the National Guard have to be removed immediately for cause. They have dropped their oath. Allowing their soldiers to take a knee is unspeakable. As a former veteran, is unspeakable.
Isn't that the same as handing somebody the flag?
Yes. They surrendered. They surrendered their position. They might as well just handed over their weapons. You don't do that.
I mean, what would these guys do if they were actually getting attacked by an enemy? This is just pathetic.
It is. It is. That
because it shows they're not in control of their own mind or their own orders. Because they're saying they weren't ordered to do this. Someone convinced them to do this out there.
Exactly. Exactly. That shows no confidence to the people, to the country. Trump has to, with the Secretary of Defense, not to still have in his position after what he came out and undermining the president's authority. The commander-in-chief. We'll stop calling him the president. He is the commander-in-chief.
And you know what's happening. I mean, I told you yesterday, and it's obvious. They're making their move on Trump right now. This is the big one, folks. And not just drop the hammer on the violent protesters. They've got to drop the hammer on Hillary and the rest of them. We don't just need congressional hearings. We need action now by the executive branch because these people are working with foreign powers. People go, Alex, that's a police state. No, it's not. Letting them lawlessly overthrow the elected government is going to give us a police state.
Exactly. Exactly, Alex said. Second off, as a former law enforcement officer, my police academy did not ever teach that maneuver. And if the guest you had on the other day was absolutely right. And once you're placed in handcuffs, you don't put somebody down on the ground like that. You place them up so they can breathe. There's something fishy going on with that. We don't have all the details. You're absolutely 100% right on that. Yet again, my brother, yet again. And the hammer's got to drop. The weakness showed by the DOJ for the last 3 years is allowing this. And these governors need to start being arrested themselves.
And once Northam literally keeps babies alive and takes their organs as a doctor. He literally is going to try to pull down the Robert E. Lee statue to cause an explosion. I mean, you talk about yelling fire in a theater. This is it. And he's such a pimp. I mean, he's such a crook. I mean, we're going to let this little thug cause a race war?
No. And that's why the Department of Justice has shown that they're not a Department of Justice. They are a Department of Lawyers and Instigators. This has got to stop. And he needs to actually, you got to stop calling it an insurrection and start treating this as a civil war.
Exactly. It's not an insurrection directed by a bunch of looters. It's the media and the mayors. The Austin mayor came out yesterday and said, this is good and the police are bad. We've had our vehicle attacked repeatedly. We've had, there's just rioting and looting and crime and people being assaulted. My son had to protect a clerk from a guy that jumped over the counter and was trying to kill him. I mean, it's just rampant crime right now all over the country.
I am in Podunk, Iowa. We don't even have our roads paved. We have gravel roads about an hour south of Minnesota. We have a huge uptick in crime. Houses being broken into. People have never had these problems before. We have a huge influx of unmarked vehicles. Generally, they're all white. Generally, brand spanking new. People that aren't usually from here. And this is Podunk, Iowa, and the thing, it's people are scoping out stuff in farms and the back roads, and Trump has got to send a message that it's over. And you're not going to do that with words and placating this stuff.
Well, you said it. There are criminals casing. I'm seeing casing going on, not just a huge crime increase. And that's really a big problem, I tell you. All right, God bless you, Greg. Thank you for the call. All right, we got to jam in all five of these calls when we come back. That gives each caller about 2 minutes. Aaron, Duncan, Frank, Reed, and Justin, we're coming right to you. Then Jason Jones has got a big guest on, and so much more. Then Owen Schroyer and the War Room, Infowars.com/show. We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
So, folks, turns out George Floyd had coronavirus. They're saying in the autopsy he also had a fentanyl in him to kill several people. Folks, they count every death as coronavirus. All over the country, in blue states, they count gunshot wounds and car wrecks as that. So, it's just a giant fraud. It's totally collapsed. And all these idiot Democrats are still wearing their masks because they're never going to stop. They want the power to put vaccines in you, the power to run your life, and it better stop. Okay, Aaron in Florida, thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. I've been listening to you since 9/11. I'm a veteran, Second Amendment supporter. Your previous caller was awesome. The military should never kneel. That was a surrender. Those commanders should be yanked out of there. We have the tools, Alex. We have them. This is an insurrection and a civil war. President Trump can actuate Article 2, Section 2. He's the commander-in-chief of the military, of the militia. The militia standing ready.
And what do you make of all these generals and the SecDef all undermining the president? That's never happened.
Those guys should be stripped. They should be stripped.
Well, it shows you they're getting ready to make their move on Trump. I mean, I don't know if Trump understands how dangerous that is.
Exactly right. Every hair on my body is just standing up right now. You just said that. The virus lockdown, we can fight that with U.S. Code Title 18, Section 242, deprivation of rights under color of law. That's how we beat that. Those guys don't have power over us.
Well, I can feel the danger. I can see the danger. And people need to know this isn't the other attempts to take Trump out. Once they get rid of Trump, they're going to go completely crazy with false flags to cause a real civil war. And you're right. We're in a civil war now, maybe a 3 out of 10. They want to push it all the way, my friend, because Soros and Hillary and all them, they think they're going to hide out during this thing. I assure you that's not going to happen.
And speaking of that, Soros and Hillary, so I've been following your whole show this time, and I watch on an iPad and Google FirePad. You were being banned in real time when you had Hotep on there. As soon as he started talking, they cut your video feed. I've been on hold listening to the show and watching this, and it's a trip how they, anytime you talk about, you know, Hotep or anytime George Soros comes on, you get banned immediately.
They're now banning stuff at the browser level. They're banning it over IPs. They're banning it absolutely. God bless you. And they confirm they're doing it. They now force feed their Tuesday blackouts over everything and then use the cover "We love black people" as a reason to do it. It's big mega corporations that own slave camps in China. Nothing to do with black people. Okay, Duncan in Idaho. You're on the air, Duncan. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to follow up with what Aaron was saying there. We have all the authority. Our founders, who the God of our fathers inspired, gave us all the authority in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. 1901, Downs versus Bidwell, Associate Justice John Marshall Harlan said that two national governments exist, one to be maintained under the Constitution, the other to be maintained by Congress outside and independent of that instrument. And that's what's been going on for the last 100 years. Their criminal corporate de facto democracy under that gold fringe flag has taken over our country. We have the authority to put off such destructive government. And I've asked you before to get Joel Skousen, Stuart Rhodes, Ammon Bundy, Alan Keyes, Dr. Edward Viviera, Pastor Chuck Baldwin in an on-air committee of correspondence. We rally the 3 million good men that may be left in this country, and we exercise the authority. Please, please think that over and do that.
Good point, sir. God bless you. Anything else, Duncan?
That's it. Appreciate it. Appreciate your good heart. Keep up. Keep the fight for truth, right?
Brother, we're in this together. Thank you for what you're doing. I tell you, it's totally insane. But just remember, listeners, we are under hack attack. We are under a denial of service attack. We're under all these companies throwing us off constantly. I don't make a big deal about it. It's musical chairs to stay on air. We got satellite uplinks. Anybody that wants to grab our feed and re-put it out over the internet, restream it, you want to pay for a service and put it on your own servers and advertise it and put it out, do it. And roll your ads over some of our ads. I don't care. We're free to air. Just get the signal out. Whatever you do, just tell people about however you're listening and tell your friends and family about band.video. And when the video streams go down, we have other servers that are the audio streams. That's why we need to go to band.video and every page have the audio backup streams for people. All right. Justin in Texas, you're on the air. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's critical. Like Art Bell used to say with a ham radio, you know, we need to connect with each other.
Yeah, remember back when radio or TV, you know, it didn't watch you, it didn't listen to you, you picked it up. But now everything tracks you. What you watch, it watches you. It's insane.
Yeah, your grandma used to listen to Rush Limbaugh. You know, Bill O'Reilly was on. But, you know, that he was neutral compared to how these guys are now. Like you know, my family defended Texas back then. And, you know, I look white. You know, handsome, clean-cut, white guy like, you know, Owen Schroeder, but we're trash, you know, and it's tough because, you know, I feel the spirit of 1776, 1836 like never before. I've listened to you throughout the years kind of not so much idly. I've spoken up. I went to Planned Parenthood to pray the rosary. See how evil these people are, you know what I mean?
Well, maybe I met you out there one of those times if you're calling from Austin.
No, from Amarillo, but, you know, I do it in different states, so maybe we did. But I always see the evil psychopaths. They're usually wearing the gothic stuff back, you know.
Oh, yeah, when you go to an abortion clinic and you're 100 yards away, people walk over in Antifa and they go, we love Satan, we love killing kids. And then on national TV, women go, I love murdering my baby. I ruined its life. Ah! I appreciate your cutting. You're like, whoa. I mean, I can play those clips, folks. These people are turned over to evil. They're gone. Stop bowing to them. But instead we bow. Oh, I represent a black person. I'm an Antifa white person. Bow to me. Which is the sign of being a slave. Reed in Florida. Reed, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. When Owen brought up the crooked badge and the Floyd video, and if you go back and watch that, both the police officers have two different badges on, and the license plate on the police car says police. I have never heard of a police car with a police license plate. So I started looking more into it, and you can actually look this up. There has been, I know in Madrid and a few other places, riots because of police brutality with the same kneeling on the neck. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but after Owen brought up that cop's badge was crooked, I started looking into it. And
yeah, they just pulled up photos. I've seen this where the exact thing has been done in city after city and country after country. There it is in Madrid. There it is in Paris. And there it is in Minneapolis. Who knows if it's a psyop? I mean, they need this to trigger stuff. Who knows what's really going on? You know, well, you've seen so many other things staged. You've seen, so many things turn out to be staged. So it's okay to ask that question. Reed, I'm out of time. 30 seconds. Finish your point. Sorry. He's gone. Okay, Frank in Mass. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I wonder if the new administration could release files on the murders of Biggie and Tupac. This is white people at JFK. Maybe that would diffuse the situation because Greta Thunberg is quoted as saying sidestepping her youth is what Tupac said. Another thing, communists do a hit-and-run attack. They play peaceful one side and then they attack on the other. They are trying to now cut off highways here in Massachusetts. The trucks won't be able to go through and provide food.
Everything is about shutting the economy down, killing confidence so we give up. They want to wreck the country so communists can take over who work for a bunch of dirty Nazis like Soros.
The one thing I disagree with you is that I think you should come up with a documentary called The Trump Deception, because Trump is acting like Truman with a military on their knees. I can't believe it. Anyway, that's all I got.
Well, listen, call me back another time. And I want to hear your criticisms of Trump. In fact, we should probably have a whole show with criticisms of Trump. We have Jason Jones and a guest about to take over for the next three segments. And then we've got Owen Schwer come to the War Room. Please don't forget, we got this big sale that is about to end. 60% off across the board. Supermel Vitality, Knockout, Brain Force, Boundary, Selenium, Chill Force, Survival Shield X2, DNA Force Plus. That's an amazing deal. Living Defense, Turbo Force, X3. It's all 60% off, and the special will end. Your purchase supports the broadcast. Thank you all for your support.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Kids' homeschool room on the west side of Oahu, and I love InfoWars. That Hotep Jesus, who is that guy? One of the best men I've ever heard talk in my life, and that's who you find on InfoWars.com, and that's who this audience is. For me, to talk to you in the midst of this crisis is a great honor, because this is the most important audience in the world. I know right now, there are young people who are out on the streets looting. But you think you might have been duped or tricked, and you want to know what's going really going on, so you peek in at InfoWars. I see you peeking in. Right now, there are police officers and members of the National Guard wanting to know what is really going on here, and you are watching InfoWars. And there are patriots across the country, and there are people who love liberty across the world. And so for me to talk to you is quite a privilege. Through my organization, Movie to Movement, we run a program called the Vulnerable People Project. And what we seek to do is use our connections in government and politics and media to advance the interest of the vulnerable, from the child in the womb to the child in Chinese-occupied East Turkestan to the Chaldeans and Assyrian Christians in Iraq and Syria. And we do these calls every Friday. And last week, I talked to Juliana Tamarazzi, who is an Assyrian Christian from Iran, who works in Iraq, and I said, I need to have you on InfoWars. I need to have you on the Alex Jones Show, because the Christians in the Middle East, they in Iraq, just survived ISIS. And now we're going to have a global food shortage. And there's already hunger creeping across India, from Bangladesh, India, across the Middle East, into Africa. And so these vulnerable communities and conflict zones, we need to have you on. So, Juliana, welcome to the show, but I'm going to pivot on you. Good to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you for having me on.
Well, Juliana, you're a hero of mine. You escaped from Iran as a young teenager, came to the United States. You didn't forget where you came from, and you've been a consistent advocate for the persecuted church in the Middle East, and especially in Iraq as an Assyrian Christian. We were going to talk about the plight of Christians in the Middle East today. But the world has erupted since our conference call last week. And what I want to talk to you about is President Trump. We want to talk about justice, social justice. Justice is doing your responsibility, amending for what you've done wrong. And President Trump is being attacked this week because he went to a church, held up a Bible, and then he went to the shrine of St. John Paul II, and then committed $50 million in support for persecuted Christians in Iraq, a country that we destroyed, that we invaded, and then left. So in the midst of everyone screaming justice, President Trump is trying to do an act of reparations to support communities made vulnerable by our war and our failed foreign policy, and he's being attacked. How, as an Assyrian Christian, does this, what would you say to this?
Well, first of all, there's so much to say, Jason. There's so much to say. I don't know if there was ever another president that stood as much as he has for the rights of the Assyrians in Iraq and also the Chaldeans in Syria. So, and, you know, starting with this administration, what has been done is they've redirected the government. The U.S. government has redirected aid being given directly to the churches on the ground, to the organizations on the ground that are indigenous to Iraq and that have served for decades, the persecuted church there, including my own organization that partners with these people on the ground. So there has been a real change that this administration has brought forth. The $50 million that you mentioned, as you spoke of, the executive order was signed, and we're grateful for that, for international religious freedom, domestically and foreign. And the $50 million was not only allocated for the Iraqi Christians, but I think it's for all of the foreign policies to look at those foreign policies that impact religious freedom abroad. So I wanted to make that correction, but we're really grateful. We're really grateful for what is being done today. But there's so much more that needs to get done, because really Iraq has been completely destroyed with the U.S.-led with the U.S. intervention there in Iraq. And there's so much work to do. And I'm so happy to be here to be able to inform your audience about our existence. First of all, that the Assyrians exist still from the Old Testament. A lot of people think that we're dissipated, that we've disappeared, but there are about 3 million of us left in the world. Living in our homeland, only 150,000 of us are still left in the homeland. The rest of us are in the diaspora, and there's so much to do, and there's so much to talk about.
You're an Assyrian Christian living in Chicago. There are a lot of Assyrian Christians in Chicago, a lot of Chaldean Christians from Iraq in Chicago. Your governor last week said that any church that dare open during this lockdown, he would raise to the ground. Did you hear that?
I have not myself have heard it, but I've read some reports and I've heard through the grapevine. So I haven't seen it with my own eyes, truth be told. However, if this indeed is true, I'm hoping that his words were mistaken, or they were taken out of context, because there are over 100,000 Assyrians and Chaldeans and also Syriacs that live out from the Middle East that have taken refuge here. And this means a lot. It means differently to us when anyone talks about destroying the church, looting the church, setting the church on fire, or raising the church. That only reminds of us of what Al-Qaeda and what ISIS did in Iraq and Syria, and what the Islamic Republic of Iran is doing by closing down our churches there. This is for us really. It's an abomination for us to, if this really indeed is true, it's a scary, scary fact.
Giuliani is sad, and it's true. We've had de Blasio in New York, Governor Pritzker in Illinois, both say that they would raise churches to the ground. We have what I would call their allies in Antifa, which is American ISIS. I used to try to explain to my friends that ISIS is not related to Islam at all. There are Muslim extremists, but ISIS, they're just gangs of violent criminals. And if we were to see a breakdown in society in the United States, we would see similar gangs of violent criminals. And I see ISIS, I mean, Antifa is really, they have the potential of growing into something as violent as ISIS. And if they were unchecked, I don't think they would check themselves. They're extremely violent, and they've shown that they're capable of anything, including setting churches on fire. And so now we have this violent group, Antifa, American ISIS. I call them uber fascists, not anti-fascists. And you have elected officials allied to Antifa like Cuomo and Pritzker and de Blasio, who are threatening to raise churches to the ground in the United States of America.
You know, I came to this country 30 years ago as a refugee, as a legal refugee. So the America that I came to 30 years ago is quite different than the America that I live in today, which is quite very serious and very scary to me. I can't tell you how many of my community members who have taken refuge in America, they say, where are we going to go? This was going to be our homeland, because our homeland has been taken away from us in northern Iraq. And here we are. Where are we going to go after this?
Juliana,
religious freedom is going to be, yes.
We have 30 seconds. We're not going anywhere. We're fighting for our country. My ancestors came before yours. You came here. You and I are going to fight for our posterity. We're not going anywhere. We're going to save this republic. The InfoWars audience is the tip of that spear. How do people follow you and support the church in Iraq?
IraqiChristianRelief.org, IraqiChristianRelief.org. Please help us. We cannot serve the persecuted church without you. And on Facebook as well, Iraqi Christian Relief Council.
Thank you, Juliana. Thank you.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Egg, 50% off. Rainforest Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTruth Selenium, 60% off. Chill Forge, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
With Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jason Jones, coming to you from the west side of Hawaii. And when they open up the economy, they open up my state, I hope you come back here, that you visit us, because we are at almost 40% unemployment. It's unbelievable. I was listening to Hotep Jesus in the last segment, and I thought, we need some Hotep Christians. We need some Christians that think about a transcendent truth. We need some Christian leaders. I'm Catholic. We need some Catholic leaders to think about some transcendent truth, to think about justice. What is justice? The best answer ever given, in my mind, was by Socrates in the Republic. And he said, justice is doing what it is yours to do. He admitted he didn't really, wasn't able to use philosophy to get us to know what we are supposed to do. But as a Christian, that was given to us in the gospel. So love God and love your neighbor. So that's justice. As a human being, justice is me being kind, thoughtful, and loving to my creator and to my neighbor. But yet, we have a bunch of virtue signaling priests, bishops, religious leaders across all denominations who lack the courage to say the hard truth. The job, I thought, of really old religious leaders was not to play to the crowd, not to play to the mob, to say the things that get you nailed to a cross, that dragged out onto the street and beat. I thought that was the job of religious leaders. I guess not anymore. Joining me is the most influential Catholic podcaster in the world, and I think a thorn in the side of a lot of virtue signaling social justice warriors in the hierarchy of the Catholic Church. Taylor Marshall, welcome to the Alex Jones Show that has the greatest audience in the world. How are you doing, brother?
Howdy from Texas to you. Aloha.
Aloha. Howdy is Texan for aloha.
Pretty much.
All right. So I see on the news that you have this priest who's like a walking prop, James Martin, condemning President Trump for using the Bible as a prop, which struck me as odd because James Martin's whole life is a prop. And then you have bishops and other people across denominations. You're in a formerly an Episcopal priest. You have Episcopalians, priests, Catholic bishops, and others who are virtue signaling. What is the failure that's happening, Taylor? That our religious leaders now no longer have courage to speak truth.
Well, you've got priests like James Martin. He's a Jesuit. He is. He's been appointed by Pope Francis as a consultant on the Dicastery for Communications in the Vatican. So it's kind of a big deal. He speaks in a way here in America for the Vatican. And what we've really seen since the 1960s is clergy, and this is all the way from priests to monsignors, pastors, bishops, archbishops, cardinals, now you could even say a pope, who are no longer pushing that old-time religion, the religion of Jesus Christ and the apostles, where they say, repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. Believe in me. Jesus was born of the Virgin. He died. He rose on the third day. He ascended into heaven. He sent down the Holy Ghost. He called people to take care of the poor and those that were in need and to live a life of sacrifice. Instead, what they're saying is, let's support the governments. Let's support the UN, the EU, and these initiatives, and they're compromised because there's so much money funneling down from those institutions. And so what we have is an infiltration of corrupt clergy who are preaching not the gospel, not the Bible, but the status quo. So when they see Donald Trump stand in front of a church and hold up a Bible, they flip out. It doesn't fit in their paradigm.
Taylor, he goes to a shrine to pray for the persecuted church, does an executive order giving $50 million for the church. You want to talk about justice? Justice is doing what is your responsibility to do. The United States invaded Iraq. Obama pulled our troops out early. The country collapsed into hell. ISIS committed genocide to the Christian communities of Iraq that had been there since the first century. The president, in the midst of all of this, finds time to go pray for them, finds time to sign an executive order to give aid to them. Isn't that social justice? Isn't that what these people say they're clamoring for?
It's not the just social justice. And they don't use, see, every time you have to add the word social to the word justice, you're being tricked, people. As you stated earlier, Jason, justice, as articulated by Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, you can even say the New Testament, St. Paul, Thomas Aquinas. Justice is doing your duty to God and your neighbor. So justice is always social. Anytime they add the word social to social justice, like social justice warriors, what they're trying to do is creep a little bit of socialism into your justice. And we got to just reject that. So
now, actually, whenever I hear social justice used, it's unjust. They're advocating something that is not just.
It's class warfare. It's race riots. It's all these things. It's putting people against each other, societal identities against one another. And in reality, what should be happening is we should be aiding the most vulnerable, the elderly, the poor, those who have been hit hardest by this COVID-19 overhype. Let's talk about the unborn, the babies in the womb. More babies are dying in the womb than there are of COVID or riots. But anytime you bring
social justice is easy, right? Taylor, social justice is easy. Social justice is taking my $300 skateboard, $300 skateboard my mommy bought me, smash out a window and steal a surfboard. That's social justice. Justice is paying down your student loans yourself. Justice is, I became a father at 18, a reckless teenager, is being a teen parent, working that night shift, getting up, being a good employee, being respectful to my employers and to customers. Justice is hard. Social justice is a cakewalk. It's a riot.
Well, see, social justice is the love of the idea of humanity. I love humanity. I'm a humane person. Justice is, I love this miserable neighbor next door to me. I love these babies who are being killed. I love these people and the nursing homes who are being euthanized. That's the real nitty gritty, where you're actually loving and serving and trying to do right by people who are actual people in real life with problems and difficulties and all kinds of complications. It's easy to say, I love mankind. I love humanity. I love America. I love these basically platonic forms. And then in these false clerics, promote this because they can use their collar and they can use their mitre and they can use their pulpit and they can hide behind the traditional trappings of Christianity and promote the same message of George Soros, Cuomo, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, all of which show up in church, all of which hold up Bibles. Bill Clinton's in the same spot as Trump holding up the Bible. Nancy Pelosi has her photo ops of the Bible. Cuomo has his. Nancy Pelosi's in Catholic masses. They're using all the props of religion to accelerate and to lift up and promote the false agenda of globalism, secularism, and the destruction of the family.
What is the root cause of religious leaders conforming to the gods of the city? You would think an elderly bishop, like you have in Washington, D.C., who has been connected to known pedophiles. What is it that would have an elderly man who has supposedly spent his life in prayer playing to the mob instead of really being thoughtful for the vulnerable people in Washington, D.C.?
Final word, Jason. They don't believe in Jesus Christ. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in any of this. So they're getting their reward here on heaven. They're getting their pockets lined. They're getting the sensual pleasures and what they want from the flesh, and they will work the agenda of the elites. They don't believe.
They just don't believe. Taylor, we got 30 seconds left. You did a great show on this week. How do people watch your show?
Yeah, go to YouTube, Dr. Taylor Marshall Show. Just search Taylor Marshall Show. I did a couple videos on Trump declaring churches essential and the kind of war between him and Bill Gates and the war between him and James Martin and a bunch of these globalist elites and these tech powers who are trying to ultimately enslave us and track us.
Well, keep shining the spotlight on these corrupt clergy. Taylor Marshall, thank you very much.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
When we look at the challenges facing us today, through the lens of the 20th century and the modern ideologies that claimed almost 200 million innocent lives and the virtues that could have saved those lives, you might well feel dispirited. You and I are no match for demagogues who craft big lies to turn ordinary people into genocidal mobs. We cannot take down all the sophists who weave from fashionable half-truths a silk shroud to mask our everyday evils. Even the stories of heroes who risked all they had in the fight for human dignity can seem impossibly out of reach. We can tell ourselves that we are not made of the same kind of stuff. The fiber that lets a man defy his nation's government, its ruling elites, its secret police. We are just regular Joes and Janes, and life will not ask us to make this sort of sacrifice. It had better not, because we will fail. But that that is a lie. The same kind of lie that subhumanism tells us about each other, about our neighbors and spouses and children, and especially about strangers who look or think or pray just a little bit different. The heroes among us prove that this simply isn't true. The texture of their lives and the sacrifices they made prove that each and every one of us can do more. We can be better. Neither Jerome Lejeune nor Marianne Yap nor Jerzy Popiescu was born with special powers, wearing a halo or in a manger. Ordinary human beings like me and you, they were confused and frightened and tempted. Each one of them could have made very different choices, could have trumbled along and averted his eyes from the truths that were being trampled. Subhumanism, for all the intellectual or political masks it wears, says just one central thing: that man doesn't really matter all that much, that there is nothing in us that exceeds or transcends the ugliness of Darwinian competition, the limits of biology, the inevitability of death. That is a lie. And we can treat people as if they were robots, ghosts, or beasts. We can starve, enslave, imprison them, or kill them. But that doesn't change the reality. If we look up and also within, we find the mysterious image and likeness of God. We will discover the truth that we and our neighbors have an incomparable beauty and worth, a dignity that no one can take away. Our thousand-year Reichs, our workers' paradises, or this brave new world are ghastly fantasies that human beings create and that history duly comes along and exposes. And what is left behind, bruised and battered but still unbowed, is the face of man, as noble and as beautiful as Adam, reaching out his hand to the God who made him. We will remember that, and we will do what is needed. We will feel from the depths of our hearts to the highest flights of our imagination a love of the good, a hatred of cruelty and smallness of soul, and a loyalty to each and every member of our family, the human family. We will fight to enshrine the basic principles of decency in our political, economic, and personal lives. We will have courage. We will prevail.
All right, thank you.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back, guys. That is the afterword to my book, The Race to Save Our Century. And when I wrote this book, one of the first people I wanted to get it to was Alex Jones. And so now that I get to be on his show, sharing with his audience the message of this book, which I think is really timely. Alex has been telling us for 2 decades. As info warriors, you've been trying to tell your family and friends. We've seen what's happening coming. They're trying to divide us, turn us against our own family members. With the COVID crisis, they have family against family. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Social distance. Don't social distance. That was the jab. Now they're throwing the straight right, trying to divide us with this. COVID was a trumped up crisis. Not that it wasn't real. And not that there isn't racism, but this is a fake. America was united that this was a horrible travesty of justice. America was united that this man, George Floyd, should receive justice. How can they use something that America was united on to divide us? You are watching this because you know we are being played. I want to just, for these last couple of minutes, again, just with you, ask the question, what is justice? Because there's all this talk about justice, and no one even is thinking what it is. Justice is simple to understand, hard to be, like any virtue. Justice is doing what it is yours to do. Socrates, the direct translation is minding your own business. But minding your own business sounds like don't eavesdrop on your neighbor. That's not what he meant. Socrates meant that justice is doing what it is yours to do, is care for your children, care for your parents, tend to your flock. Whatever it is yours to do, you do that. You don't tell other people what it is theirs to do until you do what it is yours to do. He even admitted that at the end of the day, I can't use philosophy to find out what it is mine to do. We're blessed. Thanks to the gospel of Jesus Christ, we know what it is ours to do. Love our God, love God, and love our neighbor. But loving a neighbor is challenging. Loving our neighbor is hard, and we often fail. And that's why we're told that we will be judged by the measure in which we judge. Do we forgive people for wronging us? Do we forgive people for being unjust? Because we have all wronged people. We have all been unjust. So as this whole, our whole country is clamoring, violence in the streets, acts of injustice, police officers being shot, shop owners being punched in the face, homeless people having their little bed and their little cart thrown around by Antifa mobs. That is unjust. I have never seen my country behave. Having a little girl, because she's white, hold a sign that says, I'm privileged. Taking a child to a protest where you know she's going to be pepper sprayed, keeping her out past the curfew. That is unjust. But this InfoWars audience is precious and special because it transcends the ideological spectrum. It transcends ethnicity. We are all here, members of every community, every ethnicity, and every part of this country is here. So what I want us all to do, and it's hard, you know, you saw me when I was at the urgent care, and I got upset and heated and argued with that director of the medical clinic, and Alex said, you need to apologize to her. You know, you were a little too angry. He's like, I've done the same thing myself. We all, now is the time that we have to know. With Alex, with that board, with the chessboard, and he had this skull in the middle. The only problem with that chessboard is it doesn't really reflect reality, right? And my family, I have, my children are mixed. My sister's husband is Mexican. In my family, I literally have Hawaiian, Filipino, Chinese, Black, Mexican. So many families are the same. So that chessboard doesn't really depict who we really are, because we are each other. There's never been a country in the world more united than this country. But yet, they have been successful. It appears they're being successful in dividing a country that has never been more thoughtful to each other, more loving, more kind, and more just. And George Floyd demonstrated that. Our president, and I don't agree with everything the guy does or everything he says. I don't agree with everything my wife believes. We argue. But he was ahead of the governor of Minnesota and the mayor of Minneapolis in assuring George's family that there will be justice. And now they want to scapegoat him. But the honor and privilege to talk to this audience and to share with you, I have to say, I have never sold more copies of my book. Before the show, I think we've sold 10,000 copies total since the book came out, and it is selling so fast thanks to the InfoWars audience. And I want to remind you again, I wrote this book, The Race to Save Our Century, and that video you just saw is the afterword, because I wanted to know how to order my life to leave to my children and their children and to our posterity a culture of life, love, and beauty. And that's why I wrote that book. If you go to our website, thegreatcampaign.org, for a donation of $20, that is literally our cost for the book, for the packaging, and for the shipping. You get a free copy of my book, and it is a tax-deductible donation. If you want to do more, we'd love you to do more, but $20 is our cost. So this book is for you, InfoWarriors. Let's go out and show our family, friends, and neighbors what it is to be bold. Speak popular untruths. That is the just thing we can do now, but do it in a way that's kind and loving. So to the InfoWar audience, aloha.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been
producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.